Dear brothers and sisters, during this week of prayer for Christian unity, all the Lord's followers are asked to implore the gift of full communion. This year's theme, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, invites us to reflect on four pillars of unity found in the life of the early church. The first is fidelity to the gospel of Jesus Christ, proclaimed by the apostles. The second is fraternal communion, a contemporary expression of which is seen in the growing ecumenical friendship among Christians. The third is the breaking of the bread, also the inability of separated Christians to share the same Eucharistic table, is a reminder that we are still far from the unity which Christ wills for his disciples. It is also an incentive to greater efforts to remove every obstacle to that unity. Finally, prayer itself helps us realize that we are children of the one Heavenly Father, called to forgiveness and reconciliation. During this week, let us pray that all Christians will grow in fidelity to the gospel, in fraternal unity, and in missionary zeal, in order to draw all men and women into the saving unity of Christ's Church. I offer a warm welcome to the students and staff of the Bosse Graduate School of Ecumenical Studies. I thank the choir from Finland for the praise of God in song. To all the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience, including those from Australia, Canada, and the United States, and an abundance of joy and peace in the Lord.